We're holding the tape. It's being coiled and opening up a dimension in ourselves that's not off an earth, it's not momentary, it's not transient. It's something that's deeper in the mensch, the core of the mensch. That's coil, lachasman. It's for lachasman, boifen of tzmicha, boifen of anatiya. We saw that Tekum Mahalik is Maisim Ketanim. Maisim Ketanim, as opposed to Maisim Gdolim. Maisim Gdolim is Maisim Gdolim ben Nisgovim. They're glamorous, they're big, they're huge, they're larger number, sometimes larger quality. They make a lot of noise. But Kemira, when the focus, when the agenda of the mensch is to tuif a lot on the outside, but it's a midah, it's not so much poil gefnim, but the mokum that it's nitiyah, it's make sure Hashem. A ma'isa kotor, so there, the focus is lav dafka on the midah of two, the midah of the product, me'ala karka. Over there, that's the mahalach of nitiyah's gar. We saw. We opened up, towards the end of the last part, we opened up a big sugya that the ma'isa, it's very shver, it's very hard to work that way. Mitzad the Savlonis and Baker, we said, but Mitzad, the feedback, the Maisa, Avoid Hashem, Mechemes Ayetzer, because the Ayetzer tries to be mafsid and stop every single Maisa toy that a person does. We push, we need gas, we need juice, we need something that keeps us going, we need something that pushes us and shows us that we're moving. That's a Koshi Otsum to work in the Mahalach of Maisim Tanim. We're going to talk about other things that are in the Tia, that is in the Mahalach of Netiyah. But the Tzad HaShavah Shebekulim is that you don't see like upon a miyad, you don't see grace of products. You don't see the grace of uftu. And that's very hard. It's very hard because Nachamal, besides the midah savlonis, it's that we don't see, it's blind faith. So we open up a tremendous sugya which we want to be marchim in tonight, which is a big shinui that we have to want to make. It's a pecha that we have to do and if we want to be machtzliach in the sugya. Is that the shaila is, where's the mokum of the uftu? If the uftu is the products, what we used to think products is, something that you have to show, it's something on the outside. Then the chanami. Then, it's taka, you don't see anything. But we have to change our mabat, we have to change our mabat, and realize, the mokum being pearl is bifnim. That's what we started saying, is bifnim. I don't want to be marachim on that. We saw from the Sam Sofer, we saw that in life there's a base medrash and there's a base hayra. There's a base medrash and there's a base hayra. In the Poisek Hador, when anyone looks, he thinks all the actions happening in the place in the base hayra. That's where everything's going on. In the base hayra, that's where. Kum tach Sam Sofer, zok tach Sam Sofer name. Where are all the shailas? Where are the shailas happening? They're happening in the base medrash. Yeah. What was the base measure of Sam Sofer? I don't know, go look. His whole life, there were probably many different batim at Jerushim. When did he start learning? I don't know what age, 6, 7, 8. Sometimes it was a base measure, sometimes it was in the corner of his house. Sometimes it was 3 o'clock in the morning when he woke up and he was thinking of learning in his house. This is all of his build binyan, his binyan atzmi entire. And like Sam Sofer said, that's called being meshiv. He was meshiv then. That's what he said. That was the Masunim Bedin, like Nivela Hashiv was then. Later on, that's all the outgrowth of that. But what was the uftu? That was the base medrash. And we saw a dugma. I want to get back to this for Hemshich. Moshe Rabbeinu is the marbitz ter Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the marbitz ter. But where is a marbitz ter? What do we think of marbitz ter? Where is a marbitz ter in Neitzar? Not only is he Neitzar. Where is he? Where is he? Be'etzem Marbitz Torah. The Marbitz Torah is when he learned by himself. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu is an Egan Elimud, that was all of his grace production. The Beis Medrash in Yulim and Atmi is not a hechsher to become a big person. That is what you're going to see later. What you're going to see later, everything is there. We have to change our Mabat. We have to create this something called a mensch, a sherish, a garen, and a mensch. And that itself is a product. And that's the one that we're marketing tonight. If we're not tzliach to realize and change, of where we're looking, what's our agenda? Where are we trying to be poil? Where is our oftu? If we're going to focus on the mensch itself, it's not going to be blind faith. And emunah we're going to need. We saw the Tosfos in Shabbos. You need a emunah. When you're working in Zriya, you need a emunah. It's for sure. There's no shaila. There's no question. You don't see it black and white. There's no shaila. Oh, but it has a basis. You're building something else. You're building something that is going to have payrus later, but you're building something now. Something's happening now. It's not just wait for later. Something's happening now. What's happening now? You have to know what a mensch is. If you understand what an odom is, we'll realize that there's a certain bitachon that if you build the mensch right, if you're zireya, and that's what we're talking about the old man, what's called being zireya, what's called cultivating the gagarinim, if you're zireya, you realize that it's guaranteed that there's going to be results. It's guaranteed. I don't see anything now, but that is, I'm making something that's going to come out later. There's a Maimar HaChochem. He said you could do, Ruvin wants to help out Shimon, so he could do two things. He could either give him fish for a year, give him fish, a lot of fish, and some soup fish for a year. Or he could teach him how to fish. One time he gave him fish for the year, the second thing, he gave him fish for life. When he's learning how to fish, I don't know how many fish he has. Doesn't get too many fish. He probably doesn't get too many fish. Stomach. Takes a long time, trial and error. Oh, but he has to realize that he's learning a skill. He's learning a skill. This is money in the bank later if you know how to fish. I mean, it could be there. There's Mikri Ateva. Could be there's a drach. Right? There's a pull the fish run away from the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know. But if you learn how to fish, there's going to be fish in the world. You're going to always be able to have fish. We have to realize that the Odom, when you Zireya, what you put in is going to turn, not only is going to come out, it's going to be much bigger than what you ever thought. You're going to be Zireya Garinim, and it's going to come out, it's going to vax, it's going to be Tzemeyach Shveter. We have to change our Mabat. Something's happening now, it's money in the bank. Anyone who touched a little bit the Chavis Lavov is in the beginning of Shar B'Tochen. Everyone here learned the Bissel Shar B'Tochen. It's in the beginning, he has this famous marshal. I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is. I don't know what he is. 100% what it is. But the Chavis Lavov compares to the, he says, the 10 miles of a Shar, of a Boiteach has on the alchemy, he calls it. The alchemy. Some sort of chemist, maybe. The point is, it's a person who could create Kesef Hazov. He's a person who could create Kesef Hazov. He has the ability with his chemicals, he could create Kesef Hazov. And he's the dugma of the Chavezovis and the most secure person in this world without bitachon. And he goes to tell you, what's he doesn't have any money. I mean, this chemist, he doesn't have any money. What does he have? He doesn't have any money. The Teretz is, he can make money. True thing, not just make money. He can make money. He can make money. Zuriya, the way we have to look at it is, we are 100% building something that's going to vax. Paris and Paris will share together. We have to know what a mensch is. Pasuk Bereishis says, Perkei, Pasuk Aleph, Zeh Sefer told us Odom, B'yoyim B'roi Elikim Moisoi, B'dmus, Elikim Osa Oisoi, Shteit in Medrash Darn, Medrash Rabbah, Chondalim, Chazal is born in a few places, there's a few days from what's considered Zekal Golda B'Torah. Gemara brings the Midrash brings over there. Amar Rabbi Kiva. We once mentioned this a little bit in Gemara Shabbos. Laflamet Aleph. V'haftel Reicha Kamoicha Zekal Golda B'Torah. We spoke about this in Gemara Shabbos. Shammai told the Ger, Madolecha Chatmasoni. The Idach Zil Gemara. We spoke about that a Klal is something that the Protim are much bigger. The Klal is in it of itself. It's a shirish that if you use this, it can sprout into kol terakula. Be'idach zil gemar. That's a haftar chemoicha. Kinir of a haftar chemoicha is a gang that could bring to kol terakula. Needs beer b'mkoymoy. Aber sagt Ben Aza in the Medrash over there, and Kedoshim also for Pasuk after Gemoicha Ben Aza Yoimer. Ze Sefer told us Adam Ze Klal Godom Torah. In Einor, the Chazal says Ze Klal Godom Yizeh. Ze Sefer told us Adam Ze Klal Godom Torah. So some Mavuchim, the Mefarshim, some Mefarshim learned is talking about Adam Mechaver. The Pirush Yidei Moish over there, he learns Kepshuta. It means Ze. Ze Sefer told him means you forstay what it means. They look at the end of the pasuk, b'dmus elikim. There is no bigger klal. There is no bigger klal in the world than a mensch. There is nothing that is a shurish, that if you build properly, that if you plant, it's guaranteed it's going to have peris. And the Gemara in Chagiga says peris means pari v'ravi. It multiplies on a shear. It's without, it's exponential, the growth. There is no bigger klal gadol in the world than the mensch. But even if you understand, the klal is the biggest product. The klal guarantees Paris. A friend of mine put out a sefer. She was farming. Someone was bugging me. When are you putting out a sefer? I said, I am. The whole time. Says sefer told us Adam. I'm working my whole life. Zeh sefer told us. I'm looking around in a sefer. There's a sefer called Zeh sefer told us Adam. The mensch is the product. He is the sefer. What do you think the sefer? The biggest safer is the mensch. He is the product. We have to change this. B'yaser Rachova. The first van this man we bought, the Gemara Makis, what a Gavar Rab is, the Gemara Makis Chaf Beis Mebeis, which says that people in the world, they stand up for a safer Torah, they don't stand up for Talmud Chacham. They don't know what a Talmud Chacham is. What's a Talmud Chacham? Zog to Gemara. The Gavar Rab is the aggressor for the safer Torah. Sefer Torah says, Aboam Yakenu, Va'osi, Chachomim, the Batsu Vichot. And over there says, Gavar Rab, we bought then the beer from Shmuel Yankov Bornstein, Zichron Levracha. What the Pshan of Gavar Rab is, a Gavar Rab is not someone who stores Torah. He's not a Yitzhar Chachma disc that has all the Tosefta's in his head, all the Yerushalmi's, all the Rajbas, all the Mishnaburas, all the Chazanishas, all the Messiah Shashams. That's not what a Talmud Chacham is. A Gavar Rab is somebody who is honed and built. He builds himself by the Torah. He's planted, he plants the Torah to him and he becomes a product of Torah. His muskul rishin is Torah. That's something more than the Torah. He's not limited to exactly what the Torah says. He's able to translate the Torah in life because he's a living mensch that was geschaffen geworden, gewachsen from the Torah. That's a Gavar Rab. There's Hashlomas Advarim to this Pshat. In the morale. It's come out the word from Rosh, but the morale says it's Shafer, and they want it in Yineinu. Morale in the Siva Torah, in the Siva Soil, in the Siva Torah, Perikud Aleph, Shteit Azoy. Brings the Gantz to Gemur and Makas. The Dover Zeh, in Iraq, what Pshat? The Gemur and Makas says that the Talmud Chom Kochum was able to change Pshat in the Pasuk. Abon Miakenu, Vosi, Talmud Chochum, and he says it means 39. The Dover Zeh, in Iraq, Yeh Talmud Chochum, Kemoy Etzim HaTorah. Zok the morale in his Sprach, the Talmud Chacham is a chepza of Torah. Bavadei Dover Zeh, he brings a few rayas. He says that's why the halacha is Gemara and Gemara Sanhedrin. A mevazel Talmud Chacham is kemegal uponim b'Torah. Zok the maral, it's not a guzma. A Talmud Chacham is a shtik Torah. You go over to the sefta. Imagine someone go over to this page and start ripping it up. Everyone shrike Gemara, start ripping it up. A Talmud Chacham is a black Gemara. A Talmud Chacham is what we call a shtik Torah. That's the only good pshat in the Gemara Makos. Listen good. Umevi raya chachom etzem Torah. It says, one side is, no, Talmud Chacham is not an etzem Torah. Talmud Chacham is someone who has Torah in him. He is not a source of Torah. And as much as he tells me Torah, he's okay. But if he tells me something that's not exactly in Torah, his own chiddush, maybe that's not Torah, he's not Torah. No, he is Torah. Why? What's the rhyme? Shem loy keing loya biyodam koyach lemayit meraboy makos. I feel yesh biyodim drash. How can they take a drush and go against the mafurish posik? Well, this is pshat in the posik in the Gemara Makos. He has a drusha can go against mafurish posik. Aboyim yakenu, you can't change without a posik. I feel yesh biyodim drash. Im lo yu hachom etzem atoira. Ein lo yilivcho is dovem en atoira dei hachom shadorshu a kiblukach. Ki im poichsem en atoira, ki terkse beferish aboyim yakenu. Elo, shegam hachom im etzem atoira. Va'toyro yesh b'koyach lefarish Torah. Zok the Pshat Maral like this. It's two psukim. The pasuk says Abraham Yakel, and Talmud Chacham says another pasuk. It says Shalishim Beteisha. So what do? Teretz is Smal doesn't fear us. You have to add in the Rosh and the Pesachim says. Sometimes the Torah it rounds off. There's a few examples. Chamishim Yom Shavuos by Boim by Makas. It means 39. That's not the pasuk Pshat and pasuk. It's a keg in the pasuk Pshat and pasuk. It's a keg in the Pesachim pasuk. Oh, but if you have a Talmud Chacham, one pasuk says 39. It says 40. We'll be matchik and say. Avada the pasuk means 39. Aber if the Talmud Chacham wasn't a shtick Torah, shtein the maral me with the gazach. A Talmud Chacham is a makor of Torah. He's not only a machsan for Torah. A mensch could become a source. He could become a source. He's a klal gadol. He can become a source where he can make egin apeiros, and his apeiros are Torah. He's a makor of Torah. It's before Shabbat. Mem says, Yosef Avchinina, he said a chiddush din. Chiddush din in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros. He said a chiddush din. And the Gemara asked, the Beis Midrash, they asked him, Amnei Menalecha, Vechetesi. He said, Akama brings a barrel full of fish. There's a way to know if it's kosher or not. He said, "Mecha teisi, menolcha." It's like this. Listen good. Mitlosi kroy shmieli. I know this halacha. I heard this halacha from three psukim. Who's the three psukim? Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel. Zok Rashi. Mitlosi kroy zok Rashi. Migimol chachomim gedolim sheheim kedai lismech aleim kala mikra. The Gemara calls them psukim. This is what a human being is. You just have to build him properly. He's a makor. We have to change at what we're looking at. We look at everything when we're working. We're working slow. I tell a person, work slow. Take it easy. I say, work on your chavusha shaft. Work on it. It will grow. Working your chavusha shaft, you'll learn how to be masber better. It will go. So the guy says, I don't see anything. Work slow. So the way we look at it is like, okay, the uftu is later on. I'm putting you on hold. No. I'm telling you to make yourself into a makar. A makar of savlonus. A makar of havoras atayra. Of behirus atayra. Of being able to explain Torah. I'm telling you to make yourself into a source. If you want to make yourself into a source, don't look at the outlook at all. Look at over here. Look at what you're being piled over here. There's something called a makar. There's something called a makar. Let's learn Masba more. This, we need this. It's so wichtig. Because again, our door for sure, that we get the readers of doors, we need the feedback more than anything. We need the feedback, we need to feel like we're doing anything. If we're not mitzliach in this, we're not going to be able to work this way. We want to change a mabat to working in Mahalach of Israel, we need to feel like we're being poiled. We need to change a mabat to realize we're building something, it's a final product, we're building a sefer, we're building a product, the men shalein, he is a sefer, he's a makor. In office, it's Rogel Ma'oi, the Nusach, second mission already, Hu Hayo Omer. Shimon Hatzadik koyu mikneses, anshe mikneses, shiur mikshiur mikneses avdeila. Hu hayoymer ashloish edval ma'ayin ma'ayin. Shnotzach shayu ha'ayin. It's a very strange lashon. Hu hayoymer. You should say Shimon Hatzadik shahoyu mikneses avdeila oymer, or Shimon Hatzadik shahoyu oymer. What's hu hayoymer? What's that goshen? Hu hayoymer. Kaseder novus nazar. It's a sach pshatim. The velt is a pshat. Hu hayoymer means he never said it. His Metziah said it. He embodied his message. He didn't have to say it. His whole Metziah, the way he acted in life, obviously, come out as all Yoni Haraga. Hu Hayoimer means his Metziah said it. I want to be Metziah, similar to this. I'm sure it's the same thing, but maybe a little bit Shinik Sas. From the second, this wonderful creature, it's called a human being, that we all are. And the second, he learns how to talk. Most human beings, they start talking and they don't stop. People should start talking, that's known as a marble of diburim. It's a medaber, that's what a human being is, a medaber. The shaila is, where do diburim come from? This is the studies, when we talk about Behemshech Hazman a little bit, but in the name, where do diburim come from? You hear diburim all the time, you hear words, you hear drushes, you hear opinions, you hear theses. where do they come from? We're drowned with people telling us things, ideas. Some of them are chashev to us, some of them are not chashev to us. The Meiridik Chazal, we see where words are supposed to come from. The one in Sukkot of Chof Alam Beis, another place in Shas. Inayin shafilu sichas chulin shetalmidei chachomim tzrichim limud. Talmidei chachomim, they're talking about something, sichas chulin, something to be trivial, irrelevant. Tzrichim limud zokarashi, limud means you have to listen closely. So we call learn it up. Learn it up, it's not stam. You didn't stam say, you told to make a right and then a left. There's a reason why you told to make a right. Epislit unto them, zokarashi. Limud means, don't only take it at face value, it's not just a good eitz of toiva. It's coming from somewhere. Minayin shenemar va'alehu loy yibol. Hemshech of kapitul aleph and tilim. Voyekeit shosu apal geimayim ashe piryu yitein beitoy va'alehu loy yibol. What does that mean? Alehu is the leaves of a tree. Yibol means they don't wither. When do leaves in a tree wither? When they're already disconnected to the roots of the tree. Then they start to wither. That's what happens. Kinir Zok Chazal, from Rabbi Nachanan, after Zayit over there, he says that Bechlal, the Loshen Sicho, why is Sicho called Sicho? It's Miloshen Sichim. It's Miloshen, a bush, he calls it a small tree. Words sprout from the person. They sprout from the person. But Kinir, there were many people, they thought about things maybe for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour a day. That's not an unrooted word. The words are disconnected from the source. They're for a minute, they make sense for a minute, don't make sense for a minute, maybe they'll change tomorrow, maybe. The words, they're no evil. There are some people who even the divrei limud, not divrei chulin, even the divrei limud, not tzrichim limud, there's nothing more, it's face value, what you see is what you get, there's nothing, they thought of it 20 minutes ago. Talmidei chachomim, even the dvarim kal sheboy, and always, not even the peiros, even the dvar kal sheboy, lo evil. Everything is enrooted. Every single thing comes from someplace. Today, I told you, we're drowned with media today. We're drowned with ideas, parenting ideas, chinuch, shalom bayis, learning. Every single thing in the world is eitzes and opinions are eitzoid. What's the difference when an alum godl says something and your grandmother says something? Could be your grandmother, it should be that, let's face it. It could be. I'm saying, somebody stand off the street says something. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the shinui? I tell you the shinui. Adam Godel, his words are coming from somewhere. He didn't think about it yesterday. He didn't think about it 2 days ago. Adam Godel, the bigger he is, the truth is, it's the accumulation of a life's work. His chand rivtva. His pshat and m'siyasham, the bigger the person is, the more it is. It didn't come from today, it came from a tzir of, I can't even explain, it came of what he learned from his first year Rebbe, maybe his first grade Rebbe, one thing, and then he was mitzar of that with a certain incident with his wife that he learned and he put together. And lefi that, the outcome was how he understood the m'siyash Hashem. That's something that is rooted. He didn't just say it yesterday. Opinions is no end. A lot of people say good opinions, a lot of people say very good things. Oh, when opinions are not coming from anywhere, so then, as long as I remember it, I remember it. As long as I don't remember it, I remember it. It doesn't sorg limud. What is sorg limud? Sorg limud means, is it coming from somewhere? Is it enrooted somewhere? Is something behind it? Is something standing behind what you said? Is it coming from anywhere? A Talmud Chacham, that's what the Gemara is saying. Tzrich and limud, because it came from somewhere. Everything it did. He didn't just stam say that, even if it was in Yoni Chulin. There was some reason why he said that. It had to, everything comes from somewhere. This is what it means, the Pashup Shat, Oymek Abshat. Who Hoya Oymer? When a Talmud Chacham says something, he says Zich. He is the Makar. The Makar of what he said, it wasn't just he thought of it yesterday. His life, his Riyas Garin, is what he said. This is the phenomenon. There are so many differences between when Adam Godel says something and someone else says something. It's a lot of phenomena, it's an amazing thing. Yeah, but Moshe, Adam Godel could say something. It's not genius, it's not thief, it's not something. But everyone will jump and want to say what Adam Godel says. Yeah, Balt's coming to see Mashas. Remember, Shiva Zechon Abraham Nosson Tzvi, the last one to see Mashas, he said a Zog, which was been quoted thousands and thousands and thousands of times. He said it. It's nothing great, nothing simple, like most of the nonsense we said. He said that the words Hadron, Aloch, Talmud, Bavli are the sweetest words a Jew could say. Everyone knows most of he said it. So, well, my 5-year-old could say that. The hell's it? What did he say? What did he say? Why is everyone going crazy? Genius, Kishrin, Goinus, Mamish. From Talmud to Hadron, Aloch, Talmud, Bavli is the sweetest words. Why do you have to quote nothing sweet for that? What? The difference is, when someone in the street says it, he said it. That's all right. And Nosen Tzvi was the tzar of his whole life. It was Hu Haya Oimer. Hu Haya Oimer. It was Hu Haya Oimer. When he said it, Nosen Tzvi is behind it. And I don't mean the Chitzonius. There are some people, it's only because of the Chitzonius. But Be'emes, our subconscious feels this. Our subconscious feels when there are words that are coming out of years, and I can't explain, it's not like years in time, it's oimik, it's a metzias of a mensch, it's a sum total of his life. When that makes a roisham on us. First of all, we want to quote it. Second of all, also, there's an illusion of kuda. We want to try and understand it. What's a makar? A Talmud Chacham is a makar. Think about it. A Talmud Chacham is a makar. Reb Chaim says something, it's shver. Doesn't make any sense. We just had Reb Chaim at Sukkah. He says something that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. He quotes, as long as it's okay, he quotes Rabbi Mishnah, it's the wrong girsa. I've seen so many shtiklik Torah trying not to understand this Reb Chaim. What are you trying to do? Yeah, you read a Mishpacha magazine, a person says a good Eitzah. Makes sense, it makes sense. Tomorrow it doesn't make sense. I throw it out, who cares? I'm going to try to make sense out of it. I'm going to try to make sense out of it. There are people trying to understand every word today. Chaim Kanevsky says an abbreviation. People in Medayik, how do you say the abbreviation? Did he say it long? Did he say it not? What's going on? That's Tzricha Limud. Tzricha Limud means there's more than meets the eye. It didn't just, there's not, it came from somewhere. If someone tells you good Eitzah, this is a very chashav zach. People think, they don't have the best Eitzahs. No, good ideas, open up all the magazines. This is great ideas. Yeah, people have great ideas. Great ideas. But it's not going to make a roshan by people. Why not? Because great ideas are here from tomorrow. What we say over, it's a Rebbe in Yeshiva in America. He said over Maisa that he went into once, what we'll say, they went into a coffee room. In Kaminik, chashav coffee rooms in Yeshivas, it was full with bachrim. And of course, they were hacking about the latest Zach. And everyone has an opinion. Can you ever do it? Everyone has an opinion. Where does the opinion come from? Your uncle, the guy in the back seat in shul. You spoke, you're balabin, all the Eitzes. You have the Eitzes for America, for Netanyahu. You have the Eitzes for everything. For Reb Shmuel, the Hak, Eitz, Gimel. Everything you have a race klar. Everything, every last thing you have a race klar. This bacher. And he says, you realize no one's listening to each other. You want to know listening to each other? So he says, why? You're not saying good things? You're probably saying good things. Like your friends, why not? He said, because he says, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky says one thing about this, everyone's trying to figure out, everyone's quoting him what he said. What's the difference between you? He's a Talmud Chacham. So go back into this and just become a Talmud Chacham and people listen to what he said. People listen to what he said. There has to be somebody behind that. There has to be a Hu Hoya Oyemer. We have to think about this, anyway, but we have to think about this means a Makar. This means a Makar. When you are creating yourself, you're building a big thing, and the bigger you are, the bigger makar you're going to become. I just quoted the Achrein and Talmidei Chachamim today. There's a difference. There's some Talmidei Chachamim, they'll say something. You work on it for 20 minutes. You're working it for an hour. There's some person, you're working it forever because the makar, the huayayim, is bigger than that person. What's behind them is bigger than the person. The Rishonim's huayayim is bigger than the Achreinim's. And the Achreinim, b'chule. The bigger the person is, the more he's going to have. And it's not only in Torah, it's in everything, every chelik of Torah. If you want to work on something, there are people, let's say you're a mashkiach, you want to work on midas kas, you could work on it in a very small way. The first chavusha shaft, it's a clash. You realize you got to work on your kas. So you could work on kas as the products. Very good, I have to fix my chavusha shaft, it's not going to work. That's very, very mitzumtzum. That's not building a makar. You could realize, and you might get bored, and you say, who cares about Tzvushah? It doesn't make such a big difference. It's not a Dava Gadol, it's a Dava Katan. It might make a big difference. But you could realize, no. If you're going to build yourself a Midas Kas, you're not only building, it's not a Gid in this now, you're building a person who has a Shemitah of Midas Kas. He's a person, that's a huge thing. Most, 90% of the Tzibah doesn't have that. The world doesn't have that. If you make him Yonim in that, you're going to become a source, first of all, to give it over to your kids, and to give it to other people. Do we understand this? You understand that every magid shir, every parent, every husband, He made himself when he was young. He made himself when he was young. He made himself 100%. We have to change around how we look at ourselves. We look at off on earth, and if it doesn't have a problem, it's not a problem. But you don't realize you're building the you of next year. You're building the you of next year. That's what you're doing. Your midas go around in houses. Look at it. The people only dealt with the problems when they came with. They're not worked out people. And it comes later. Their midas are not. You're the model for your kids. You're the model for your kids. This is the problems we're doing. We're cleaning up all the work for all the bad parenting there is, which is in the veil of bad midas. These people are not worked out, you understand? This is my pecha, how to look at the person. I just want to make a nafkamina for a second. I want to bring it out. I'm a little late, but I want to make a nafkamina. When we're dealing with now, we're building later. This makes a nafkamina how we build ourselves and we build other people. And I brought a stir, and I want to give you a nafkamina. It's the same lumdas for your wives. There's a different way how to think. The wives, b'chalal, and Isha in the house. And Isha in the house. If she looks at me al hashetach, she's doing something so much less spectacular and glamorous than a man. She's oisik, a good wife, a normal wife. She's oisik in laundry, dishes, diapering the kids, feeding the kids. What's she doing? What's she doing? She's doing nothing. Nothing. The boy, the man, at least he goes, he sees, he's handling a toisvis, he's going shaking a lulav, putting on tefillin. What does the lady do? The lady's oisik in yoni chol the entire day. She sees mounds and mounds of laundry, mounds and mounds of dishes, mounds and mounds. What is there? There's nothing. She sees kids also. She sees the bottoms of kids. She sees the top of kids. She sees boo-boos. She sees Yonadam. Shalos, what are you looking at? I'm saying this is Poshit. People miss the bottom life. Poshit miss the bottom life. Because you're looking at the karka. You have to look at your kids and the way you're running your house. You are planting their garinim for an entire life. The amount of avo you give to your kids, the amount, the model that you give, the simcha sachai, the shroshim, a lady makes the shroshim of a kid 10 times more than the husband. She creates the ambiance in the house. She creates a simcha sachaim. She creates the entire nature of the house, which is in gansin be'etzem, the zriyas garin, what's going to be? Why are you looking at that? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was learning, he didn't have 100 talmidim over there, but he was then creating the talmidim of later. 100% her kids, much more than the man, 100% the midas of the kids, the calmness of the kids, the connection to values is totally with the cumulative effect of how a lady acts in the house. What's she doing? What's she in the house? She opens up that picture, it looks totally different. I'm doing a tremendous amount. It's a whole different world. She sees the osid now. She's got to see she's making the makor of tomorrow. I'm bringing out this sugya. I want to bring out nafkamina for them. It's a nafkamina for people. Grab them. What's the story? It's the same thing I think. You have one talent that a person thinks, what's he doing? Do you know you could make this person, you could have somebody in yeshiva. You could meet a bacher, you're a good man, you could meet a bacher in yeshiva. You could shtal him avek more, and he won't even, might even notice, more than any rebbe could do. You could shtal him avek. You gotta see, you can't look at the ma'isim gedolim. You can't look, you have to look deep down at the garinim that you're planting in the person. Anyways, this is what we wanted, back to ourselves. We need this for ourselves if we want to have bitochen. We have to change our mapad on ourselves. We're building the makor of tomorrow. We're building the huwa yo'imer. We're building the sefer toldos odom. This is the product. Once you understand the product, you learned how to fish. If you learn how to fish, it's going to be part of a rov. You have it. It's money in the bank. This is going to give us chizik and the koyach to be mamshach.